Hi guys, it's been a minute, a few minutes, a lot of minutes. Anyway, hi, how's everybody? It's January, at least for a few more days, and what a January it has been. Holy fuckballs. Well, country still mostly exists for the time being. We'll see how long that lasts. Anyway, January challenge. The do things differently challenge. Basically, it's the make yourself a squirm challenge. So I guess that's what I'm gonna do. How am I gonna do that? I am going to ramble. But wait, you say you've rambled before. That's not different. Yes, well, all the questionnaires and rambles I have done to date have been what I would say would call safe for me. For me, they've been emotionally safe. I have stuck to topics and things that I knew would not be hugely uncomfortable for me to talk about. That didn't basically that did not live up to my username. That didn't make me super vulnerable. So I guess as twitchy as it's gonna make me and stuff, I'm gonna talk about more personal-ish stuff that I don't at all want to talk about. Okay then. For the record, I've already tried to do this a few times, and every time I just haven't. Like I've still sort of like danced around the edges and said things without saying things or said things but not said things, and haven't gone to that place that I intended to go to with this ramble. So we're gonna give it another go and see if I get there. It's gonna be probably long, sorry. If you've all forgotten me already, then nobody's listening anyway, it doesn't matter. Neat. Okay, so partially gonna explain where I've been, why I've kind of been MIA. My life is kind of crap right now. Okay, so that's out there. I'm a pretty happy, energetic, go, go, go kind of person. And I am particularly bad at letting other people see any other side of me. I'm very good at continuing to function and act like everything's fine when things are anything but. I'm really good at convincing everyone around me that everything's great, when the reality may be dramatically different and is dramatically different. Why do I do that? It's really not because I try to be fake or what have you. It's just, I don't know, call it a character flaw, but as much as it's totally okay, you know, that's coming out wrong. I'm really good with other people's vulnerability. I'm really good with other people coming to me, leaning on me. Needing support for me, being there, being as empathetic as I can be, helping where I can. And of course, it doesn't bother me if my friends, people I love, are having hard times, are struggling. Like, totally cool. Let me help you any way I can. Of course, obviously, I don't want any of my friends to go through anything bad or trying, but my point was not totally cool. My point was my reaction to them would be nothing but how can I help? How can I make it better? How can I listen? If you just need an ear, like what do you need from me? And I'll happily provide it. Because I care and I love you and blah blah blah. Well, for some reason, I don't apply the same rules to myself. So when it's me who's in the situation of having a hard time, my brain just sort of goes to this place of don't burden other people. No one wants to hear it. You have no right to be unhappy. There's people who have it a million times harder than you do, so quit your whining. And sometimes when there's cracks in the armor, sometimes when it's just too hard to keep the smile in place, or when I'm using all my energy to just sort of make it, through daily life, I don't want to say hide, but I guess in reality that's what it is. I kind of hide. Like, I kind of pull back from everyone. Part of it is I like to be more light than dark, and if I think I'm gonna not be able to be that, then I just sort of keep myself back. I don't want to be the negative in anyone's life, or in anyone's day for that matter. And I just feel like nobody wants to be burdened with my shit. So I have this tendency to keep it all to myself, which has not served me well. And that's kind of where I've been, is sort of dealing, I guess, with life stuff. I have some pretty major personal relationships in my life that have been really hard for a while. Definitely the last year has been exceptionally hard. The last few months definitely have been probably some of the worst. It's just been emotionally a lot. From a stress level, it's been colossal. There's a fair amount of uncertainty and unknowns and what ifs, and I don't know. It's just been incredibly, incredibly difficult. And so there's been all that. And then, there's been a lot of just juggling so many things. I have a lot of roles in my life that I fill, some of which are really, really big, and some of which I don't bring here. And normally I'm really good at juggling a lot of things and all the roles and all the things that come with all the roles, but I just haven't been so good at it the last several months. And that's really hard for me. Because I walk around feeling like an epic failure. Which I know objectively I'm not. But, well, we're hardest on ourselves, right? So I'm not really putting all of my energy into anything. Nothing's getting the magnitude of attention and time and whatever that it needs. As usual, being torn in a million different directions, juggling a million different things. My life looks a little different then. Not everybody's on here, but a lot of people is just by age. So things are already emotionally really trying. It means I've sort of gone into a shell to some degree. I don't have a whole lot of support, in part because I haven't asked for it or let people into what's been going on. And I'm trying to keep it together right now, which is ridiculous because if there's nothing I hate crying, well, in front of, quote unquote, other people or around other people. Oh, I'm really bad at vulnerability, guys. For the record, really suck at it. And then I've had a shit ton of health issues this year, which is not normal for me, but that's been the case. And It's meant a lot of doctor's visits, a lot of tests, a lot of money, because healthcare in America, even when you have insurance, oh my god. The good news is I did recently get a diagnosis for something that is hopefully the cause of a lot of the symptoms I've been experiencing. I have not had coffee today, and it's late afternoon. And it's fixable. So I'm hoping that if I fix that, it's going to fix a lot of the things, a lot of the physical things that I've been going through. Fingers crossed. The only kind of thing there is in terms of how easy it is to remedy, it varies from person to person quite significantly, and how you can take care of it and how you can like get rid of it is also varies from person to person. So it's kind of you kind of got to experiment a bit till you figure out what works for you. So that's kind of what I'm in the process of doing. But I mean, I'm really hoping that that's the root cause of a lot of the health issues I've had. Now, part of that is that my immune system has not been as good as it should be, which has meant on top of sort of that static thing that's been going on that causes a bunch of things, a bunch of symptoms, I have just been sick a ton this year. Like, the most I have gone, I think, without, like, something is a month. Most recently, 3 weeks ago, I got the actual flu, which is super different from that three-day thing that people call the flu. It is awful. And I got a flu shot, too. Oh, well. It's really bad, the real flu. It's you like, your body just does not function at all. And of course, I still had a million things, so I was trying to work through it as best I could. There wasn't a whole lot of working through that. I got on a Tuesday. It takes like a full, I don't know how long. It's 3 weeks later, and I still have some congestion and coughing, and excuse me, my voice is not quite back to normal. But I got on a Tuesday, and that next Monday, I had to fly to DC for a week of like nonstop crazy meetings and schedules and insanity. So, let me tell you how fun that was. My body was not ready for it and did not cooperate very well while I was there. I mean, I got through all the meetings because thank God for adrenaline and everything I had to, more or less. But, I mean, there were times I was sitting there thinking I was going to keel over in the middle of a meeting with clients while I was talking. But anyway, I made it through. But it's just been a lot of health stuff. So take all the emotional crap, which is not fun at all. Couple it with being unhealthy all the time, and because of just like my work schedule and my life, like when I get sick, there's really no stopping. Like I'm lucky if I get half a day in bed with no responsibilities. That's just my reality is not one that allows for me to just lay in bed for days on end until I get better. So there's none of that. So emotional, the health stuff. And then, you know, even if my life is hard, I can often look at sort of the world around me and see the good things that are going on and let it sort of boost my mood. Sort of like, okay, my life may suck right now, but on the whole, humanity's great and wonderful and there's these good things to focus on outside of myself. And then it can sort of balance out the bad to some degree. But holy fuck, if you're paying attention at all, the world is entering a death spiral. That's really all I can say right now. Maybe that sounds hyperbolic. I don't know that it is. Pretty much feels that way. Or it feels like someone took the time machine, went back, changed something, is now sitting here in the future going, holy shit, what did I do? Yeah, go back and fix it, asshole. So obviously, you know, here in the US, we have what I'm assuming is going to be a very temporary president, because I just don't think he's going to last because he's insane. But the damage he's already managed to do inside a few days is, it's staggering. Not just the US, but when you look at the world at large right now with the refugee crisis and Syria and the tensions rising between superpowers and climate change, because yes, that's a real fucking thing. And just a seeming, I don't know, drive away from empathy, drive away from human decency. It just seems like we're going in the opposite direction right now. And that's hard. Yes, there was a giant march and people wore pussy hats. And I'm not saying there haven't been moments of unity and empathy and what have you. But, you know, scale and there's a whole set of issues with it. Anyway, I'm straying. But when you also look at the world and it feels like there's not a lot of good in it right now, it just feels like, I don't know. You think people would stop, look around and say, at the end of the day, we're one population on this little sphere in the middle of giant space and get their shit together. But obviously our differences are far more important than anything else. And when you think about how artificial all of that is in the scheme of things, it's just sort of mind-blowing that we're not treating each other better. And that kills me. I just can't stand when people treat other people badly. There's not really any reason for it. There's not really a good excuse for it. So I can't figure out what to be optimistic about right now. Oh, Jesus, I'm a mess. Okay, whatever. So I'm struggling. I'm having a really hard time, and that's really hard for me to admit and really hard for me to say. And this is beyond uncomfortable right now for me. But we're at 17 minutes, so probably most of you stopped listening by now, so it doesn't matter because no one's going to hear it. That's my hope. So that's where I'm at. That's where I've been. That's my reality. And that's my January challenge. Oh, God. Okay. Well, I think all I can say at this point is cheers to a better tomorrow, guys.